Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring in none other than Arjun Singh. And we're going to go around the world. We're going to Jaisalmer, India. And let's see if we have Arjun on the other end of the string. Hi, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Arjun.
Hello.
What's going on at the other end of the string there?
No bread, butter, no cheese.
That's true.
Only chapatis.
Yeah.
And spicy curry and rice. That's it.
And pizza.
No fruits, no salads, no juices, no soups.
and no, you know, even concept of pizza and pizza. I actually had a meal fairly recently at a place that shall remain nameless, but that was utterly memorable for not tasting a thing like it should. So it's like if you said, when you take Girdar to Jaipur and you get a pizza, you know, it's not the same thing as he would get in Millerton. It's not, you know, we're using the same word.
Of course,
but we're not speaking.
I really miss the bread, butter, cheese, and all the soups and what I have when I was there. So I really miss all those kind of food. I close my eyes and I can feel the smell. I can taste it when I close it. But here, it's not easy, not possible. You can't even get a glass of fresh juice here in the market. But for that, you have to only pack juices. That's it. And that's sometimes you have to check because most of them are expired dates, so you must be very careful because you don't get the fresh juices here. Of course, we are in the desert, but when we have tourist season, we have some small shopkeepers here. They start some small shops like selling some bread, some butter, some cheese, especially for the tourists. So you can go there, and of course the people here they love it. But when I eat that, and when I can make a difference between what I eat here and what I ate there, then I think that no, it's not up to the level which I ate there. But for the people here, it's something very new. Last night, Girdar was telling me that in the school, one of his colleagues, he bought the garlic bread, and he said it was delicious. But I can think what the garlic bread is because it's not here. People, what do they? They just crush the garlic, and then they just keep it on the bread, and then they make it garlic bread. That's not a garlic bread, I'm sure, but kids love it. So I think, okay, if you got it, it's good. But it's a huge difference between the food here and the food there. But the thing is that, of course, very delicious. All kinds of food, very delicious. There, I enjoyed everything. Here, well, with my family, with my parents, with my kids here, we eat what we cook in the kitchen here. Because every day you have chapatis. You don't have any option because chapatis is a must. You will have to eat. No options. So either it's lunch or the dinner. The chapatis are there. And then ladies, they do their best to make separate kinds of vegetables like spicy curry, sometimes the green vegetables, sometimes like chickpeas or some pulses we have there. And well, the rice, well, people love it. I especially like that basmati chawal, and fortunately I got it in the Sharon way. I was there at the home farm. I really tested that basmati chawal. Here we have a lot of basmati chawals here. So I sometimes, when I tell to my mother here or the ladies here that they cook that basmati chawal which we eat here, and but the thing is that here we ate a lot of red chili and spices in the basmati chawal. But all is well here. The season is changing. Its weather is getting cool for the people here, 80 degree Fahrenheit. So the people are looking for the jackets and for the sweaters and for the mufflers and all those things. So for us now, it's getting cold here in Jaisalmer. We're getting cool, but 80 degree Fahrenheit.
80?
Yeah, 80. 80.
80?
Yeah. Well, I can understand. I can understand easily because when they say it's cool here, I can think what's really cool. What is the really cool? I know. But we, the people who are the habitual in the living of the temperature 120 degree Fahrenheit. So for us, 80 is bit cold. Of course, it is. The other thing is that, especially this time, the old people, they have lots of complaints. Even in my family, my mother, my father has arthritis problem. And just for 5 days before, one night when my mother was sleeping in the morning when she woke up, she had a complaint that she had a big pain in the knee there, one of the right knee there. And very active lady she is, but for last 3 or 4 days, she couldn't move from the bed because it's a severe pain in the knee. We went to the doctor, and doctor, of course, the one thing they told that knee transplant is the only option you have, so you have to go to the big cities like Ahmedabad or Jaipur for the knee transplantation and all those things. But my mother, she is not ready for that. She has her own treatment. So she just told us to bring something from market, very, very cheap things like a honey syrup and a turmeric powder, which we use in our spices, and then lime powder. So she made a paste of those three, turmeric powder, honey syrup, and lime powder, and she rubbed it on the knee there. And she's a bit happy with that. She says, I'm getting a bit relief with that kind of paste. I don't know it works or not, but she always, every night when she sleeps, she just rubs that paste on her knee, and she keeps and she covers it with a cotton piece of cotton or cover, and then in the morning she just removes everything, and then she says it's feeling better. But I'm sure if doctor says, because he got the x-ray and he says that's the last option, and the knee transplant, you will have to go for that. So of course the day will come and we will have to run for that, but right now she is feeling much better, which is, I think, it's good for her.
All right, and very quickly, one final question. When you come here and visit and you eat, and then when you go back home and eat, do you have stomach problems? Does it adjust to it?
Well, it doesn't take a lot of time, just only a couple of days and everything is fine right now. But the thing is that when you are in a shadow, you think about the sunlight. And when you are in the sunlight, you think about the shadow. Of course, when I'm here, I miss that food, which I was there. When I was eating that food, I was just thinking about the chapati and the spices. So, of course, it's in my mind, I miss these things, but it doesn't take so much time, like couple of days. But the problem with me was the change of time, because at night here, when everybody was sleeping, I was just waking up. In the day, when everybody was working here, I was just feeling to sleep at that time. So that was it. It took about a week for me to adjust my watch in my brain. But with the food, everything was fine. So it's not, because I ate light food there. I ate light food here. No meats and all those things. So it's very easy for me to digest. So everything is fine with that.
All right. Well, Arjun, great speaking to you. Stay hello to everybody there, and enjoy the cool weather at 80 degrees.
Yes, of course.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Good
Thank
luck.
You,
yeah, we'd like 80. Right.
Arjun Singh and Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio.